Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
We're now joined on air by Patrick Kelly, who's the Chief Director for Price Statistics at Stats SA. And it's a very important chat we're about to have because we need to understand what has been the cause of the increase in the annual consumer price inflation. Is it just the rise in petrol? What causes the rise in petrol and how does this knock-on effect impact on us all? Patrick, a very good morning to you.
Good morning, Chad.
Patrick, so let's get right down to the question. What is the cause of the increase in the annual consumer price inflation?
Well, as you alluded, transport is a key factor in driving the overall inflation rate up to 5.5% in November. And that was, you know, higher than the 5% we had recorded in both October and September. And if one looks at the international headlines, you will see many countries recording very high inflation rates. You know, the US at the moment has inflation higher than South Africa. And there's probably two main factors. So let's just talk about the fuel issue for a moment. I'm sure everyone who drives a car is well aware of the record prices we're paying for fuel at the moment. So you know, fuel prices actually increased by 7.1% just between October and November. And if we take that over a 12-month period, that's just about a 35% increase in the price of fuel. So just to make that a little bit real, you know, we measure both diesel and petrol in the CPI. Diesel has increased a little bit more, and you know, often people are not so aware of what's happening with diesel. So that has increased by over 35% over the year. And people who drive diesel cars were paying 18.75 rand in November compared to 13.89 rand a year before that. So, you know, fuel prices are very much driven by the international price of crude as well as the exchange rates. And, you know, we kind of have to take the price, whatever it may be.
The petrol price goes up. It creates a logistical issue where the transportation of fast-moving consumer goods goes up. We see a decrease in the price of petrol, but we don't necessarily see that same model applied as in when there's an increase. Why do we see that?
Yeah, look, it's not a direct relationship. So transport costs would be a factor for manufacturers or retailers. Perhaps just from a totally different example, we were chatting with someone in the clothing industry who imports clothing, and she was telling us that their shipping costs, you know, are approximately 1% of the total cost of the items. So in and of itself, changes in fuel will not have a direct relationship to other items, but certainly over the longer term, they will. So in fact, at the moment, we have a situation where the food prices have been increasing, you know, fairly strongly over the last number of months. The annual rate for food inflation was actually, that we recorded this month, which was 5.5%, was actually the lowest annual rate that we had recorded in 9 months. And in particular, meat inflation, which has quite a big impact on food prices overall, you know, has been slowing down. So there are quite a range of other factors that would influence the price of items. I think that you know, that the over and above the actual costs that pertain to manufacturing the products or getting them to the shelves, is, you know, what is the ability of consumers to actually pay? And so, you know, retailers in particular would be, you know, quite sensitive about how much they can pass through to consumers at different points in time.
Patrick, this has been a very unusual year. We've seen the civil unrest. We've seen the devastating effects of COVID. Going into 2022, is there anything positive that you can see statistically that may happen that could benefit our consumer?
Yeah, look, I mean, our job as statistics is not really to stare into the crystal ball so much as to, you know, look back and measure it. But I think if we are looking at, inflation in particular, you know, okay, let's not try and speculate what will happen with the oil price. But if we do look at some of the other factors, you know, there are a number of factors that are anchoring inflation at lower levels. So, for example, housing costs are a very large chunk of the CPI, and they are anchoring it, you know, at, you know, around about the 3 to 4% level. you know, as I indicated, food inflation seems to be slowing down, and certainly for households, food is obviously the most key item that you can buy, and I think that will bring some relief if that trend does continue. Obviously that will help people's pockets.
Patrick Kelly, Chief Director for Price Statistic at Stats SA. Thank you for bringing us up to speed with what's happening in respect of consumer price inflation. We wish you well over the festive season and look forward to chatting to you again in 2022.
Thank you very much.